Coach John Bishop, the head boys coach of Fayette, on the line. The Falcons get a nice win tonight. They beat Carrollton in the consolation game over in the Slater tournament. And we've got, like I say, got Coach Bishop on the line. And Coach, you're down at Slater this week. You start out, you were the number three seed and down there at Slater, and you tough loss your first game. You play a very good Pilot Grove team, and they end up beating you in a close game, 66-62. But then you bounce back after that. You get a nice win over Sweet Springs, and tonight you take home some hardware. You take home that consolation trophy with that big 64-56 win over Carrollton.
Yeah, we had a nice week. It was good to kind of finish the week strong. We had two wins. Beating Sweet Springs and beating Carrollton tonight. Really athletic teams, really teams that kind of give you everything you want the entire night, which was good for us. So I was real proud of our guys. It was tough. It was a tough Tuesday night. It really was. It was our first game in 18 days. We have a lot of cancellations. I know a lot of people have, and it was just rough on us. I think we came out really, really flat in the first half. We struggled just kind of closing out. We struggled moving the ball. I challenged our guys at halftime, and they came out really strong in the second half, but we just couldn't hang on. We couldn't really kind of keep battling back. And so Wednesday at practice, we talked a lot about focus. We talked a lot about kind of getting back into it. And I just challenged them again, and I said, hey, how do you want the week to go? And they had a really nice night on Thursday. I think tonight, truthfully, we were probably a little gassed. I mean, we stayed in zone. We stayed in 2-3 zone most of the game. We extended it a little bit and tried to defend their shooters, and they knocked down some pretty good shots, but we were able to kind of hang tight. They had a really questionable technical foul called on them kind of late in the fourth quarter that I'll be honest, I didn't really agree with either. But it kind of changed the tide, to be truthful. That team, I feel like, is going to scare some people later in the year, but we did some really good things. We knocked shots down at the free throw line. I thought we closed them out and forced them to take some three-point shots that maybe a little bit contested three-point shots late in the game that kind of put them in trouble. And then we were able to kind of get to the foul line, and I think that was the difference in it. So just real proud of our guys the way they fought, real proud of the guys the way they came back and finished the week strong. You don't ever like being – you always want to be on the winner's side of the bracket, but anytime you can finish the week with two wins, it's a great thing. So looking forward to next week. We got a tough one on Monday against Knox County, a conference game. We got a conference game on Tuesday when we travel to West Strand, and then we got a conference game at home on Friday when we got Scotland County coming in. So we can't really – we're going to hopefully take a couple days off tomorrow and Sunday and watch the Super Bowl, chill out a little bit, but – we're going to have to get back in the gym, get ready to go, and be ready to compete at a high level.
Kind of get some Western Missouri slow down. You get the Central Missouri, and then you have the outliers, like Pilot Grove. Talk a little bit about that Slater tournament. Do you feel that you ended the week a better team than you started the week?
Yeah, I do. I really do. You know, we had to come in, and you're right. You take a break like that, and you've got to find a lot of things. We're an athletic. We're pretty good little athletic group. But I think really this week we saw some guys like Zach Henderson, for instance. Of his only averaging probably about 4.5 game points a game, he had a double figures in points and almost a double-double Thursday night, and just played really solid, really attacked the basket well, and I was really proud of that. I was really just proud of how much heart we showed tonight, just kind of fighting through. You could tell we were sluggish. I mean, we were just wore out. I mean, it's a 9 o'clock game tonight. It was a early-ish game on Thursday, but then a 9 o'clock game on Tuesday. You know, it's just tough kind of getting back into that. But, yeah, you're right. You see a lot of different styles. We try to play fast. We try to push the ball. But then when it's just not happening, when you're throwing the ball away a little bit, sometimes you got to slow things down and stay in your half-court game. And I thought we did that pretty well tonight, too. So I'm really proud of our guys. I hope that we can kind of get into next week and keep competing. You know, Knox, for instance, is got a couple good, really athletic guards that, and then a couple guys around them that complement them really well, and they get up there and play some tougher teams like Highland and Palmyra and stuff like that, and play in some big tournaments. So they're not going back down at all, and we got to be ready to go.
Coach, before we let you go, appreciate the call tonight, but just go back in time just a little bit. You're the defending champion of the Slater tournament. I know you beat Slater in the championship game last year in a very exciting game, and so I guess until that Slater-Jamestown game is settled tomorrow night, you're still the champion of the Slater tournament, aren't you?
Well, I you can look at it that way.
I'm just trying to pump you up here, you know.
You know what? It's a new year. We didn't do what we needed to do in the first round. I would have liked to have played Jamestown. I think Jamestown would have given our guys a good test. I think they do a really good job. Coach Thompson is a good young coach that I hope sticks in the area for a long time. I expect they're going to give – I mean, you play Slater at Slater. You're going to – I mean, the athletes they got, the shooters they have, we've – you know, they thumped us at Glasgow this year, and, you know, I thought our guys played really flat in that game, and truthfully, we'd like to kind of see them again, but, you know, anytime you play them there, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a battle there. It's going to be loud. It's going to be packed. It's just like it was last year. So if Jamestown can contend with that pretty well, you know, we did a pretty good job of it last year and staying focused. If they can do that this year, they're going to have a lot of fun, and they got a chance to win, but, you know, Slater's definitely going to make some shots and get after it. So we'll see.
Yeah, Coach, I played Slater over there when they've been really good, and I played them over there when they've not been very good. And that gym is hard to play in no matter how good they are. So you never know.
Yes.
So, hey, best of luck next week. Thanks for calling in tonight, and give us a call next week and update us on Fayette
Falcons. Well, I appreciate that. It's nice hearing you on the radio, but maybe you need to get back on the sideline every once in a while. Okay?
He's a man of many talents.
Yeah. You know,
we find that out every week. I mean, every week he has a new surprise talent that we knew nothing about.
Is he going to start singing next?
I hope not. I think that's where we draw the line in the sand, I think.
I hear you. It'd be the same boat if I started that. But, hey, I appreciate the coverage, guys. You guys do a nice job. I'm really glad you're doing that and publicizing the game and getting out and doing this. So I appreciate that. And I'll try to call again and we'll be home next week. So
okay.
Maybe it'll be a little bit easier. We can get a little bit earlier calls. So.
Call us every week. We'd love to talk to you, John.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. That's Coach John Bishop, head coach of Fayette. Let's take one final timeout, and we'll come back and wrap up our program right after this.